Ophthalmologist and neurologist at Duke Health took pictures of the retinas of more than 200 people using a new non-invasive technique called OCT angiography. Retina specialist and lead author of the study, Dilraj Graywal, says the technology can produce detailed images of blood vessels in the retina smaller than the width of a human hair.
It takes between 2 to 5 minutes to acquire per eye, and it gives us information about thickness of different layers of the retina, as well as the density of the blood vessels in the different layers of the retina.
More than 65% of the individuals in the study had healthy brains. Imaging of this group showed a dense web of microscopic blood vessels at the back of their eyes inside the retina. But Graywall says patients who had Alzheimer's disease had significantly reduced blood vessel density in their retinas.
We excluded people who may have had confounding factors, for example, uncontrolled hypertension or diabetes, neurological disorders like multiple sclerosis, glaucoma, and macular degeneration.
Multiple studies have looked into the eye to try to diagnose Alzheimer's in its early stages, including a small study at Washington University in St. Louis last year. Using the same imaging technology as Duke, researchers observed significant thinning of the retinas of patients with elevated levels of Alzheimer's proteins, amyloid, or tau. Still, professor of ophthalmology Sharon Fekrat believes it's too soon for eye doctors to make an Alzheimer's diagnosis during a routine eye exam.
Our ultimate goal is to be able to use one or more images and many different parameters or metrics from these images of the retina and the optic nerve and put together what we call a diagnostic index or suite of biomarkers to be able to make the diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease.
Fekrat, who is also the senior author of the study, published in March in the journal Ophthalmology Retina, says being able to detect Alzheimer's before symptoms appear may one day lead to an effective treatment.
Many clinical trials have failed thus far, and the reasons for that are likely very complex. But one of those reasons could potentially be that the Alzheimer's disease was too advanced at the time of entry into the clinical trial studying these new medications. Identifying and screening large numbers of people early to try to diagnose Alzheimer's disease in the asymptomatic period and then enter those patients earlier into clinical trials to study new treatments may allow us to find an effective treatment.
The second phase of the study will start next summer, where researchers plan to follow up with some of the patients and increase the scope of their study to include other neurodegenerative diseases besides Alzheimer's. The research team at Duke is also building an online repository with thousands of retinal images that researchers all over the world can access in hopes of validating their findings and reproducing their results. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.